lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back to episode 26.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello! So this week, we got, you know, one of y'all's favorites.
Oh, that's true. You guys do like these, huh?
Some conspiracy theory stuff or another. So we're not going to babble that much.
No.
Because honestly, nothing important is going on in my life. How about you?
No.
That's what I thought. So let's quit talking about us. And let's talk about what's going on in the world. Amanda, okay. What you got for us?
Okay, so there's obviously tons going on. I'm not going to get too much into the Black Lives Matter subject, because I think everyone's kind of in the loop of what's going on, and if we put our opinion out there, people might not agree with it. So just know that that's why we're not really talking about that this week.
It's a very dark subject, even though we don't really, you know, eliminate dark subjects, but everyone pretty much knows about it. It's a very touchy subject. Our thoughts go out to the people that did lose their lives this past week. It's a very sad event that happened. And, not okay.
If you want our opinion, we're more than happy to give it to you, but we'd rather do it one-on-one. Like, email us if you really want to know. But,
yeah.
Okay, anyway. So there was Gretchen Carlson, who is used to be an anchor on Fox News, who is saying that she was sexually assaulted by the Fox, executive. I can't remember his name. And, all this stuff is going down. And, yeah, I think that's freaking nuts. She said she wrote a book, I guess, and they fired her because of it.
Because of the book?
Because, yeah, she came out.
Was the book just recently?
I think it might have just recently came out. But she said that it hasn't been happening recently, but she was saying that, she used to be riding in the car with, Fox executives, and they would just shove her face in their crotch.
What? Mm-hmm.
That was on the news. I don't know. There's no proof, I don't think, yet, if it's happened, but she's, they're both suing each other and all this stuff.
She's an anchor?
Yeah, she used to be an anchor. She used to also be, a pageant. She was Miss America or Miss USA or something back in the day.
So a lot of people probably speculating either she slept her way to the top or she's just trying to get book sales.
Mm-hmm. But like I said before, any accusation of sexual assault or anything like that should be taken seriously and investigated.
Well, that and a lot of women, when that does happen, you need to go tell someone as soon as it happens.
I know they never do, because she was in the spot where she was well, I need this job. She's I have to be able to, work my way up.
Yeah, but I mean, in a sense, if you, report somebody, don't you
quietly.
Think?
See, I was in the same predicament. I think I've told you about this before. No?
No.
Okay, a place I used to work, I'm not going to name it. But
she might get sued.
I had a boss that would, he never did anything, he never touched me, but he would, say things. Very, yes.
Too, and I reported him.
You did? Mm-hmm. Well, he made my schedule, and I was really afraid that if I said something, he would get fired or, something would happen to my schedule, and, I would get less hours, so I was just I'm just gonna let it happen. And, I told the other coworkers, and no one ever said anything.
So you never said anything?
No, I didn't, and I don't know. Looking back, I would, Amanda, you're stupid. Just tell someone.
Just report their ass to HR.
And I genuinely liked the guy, and, he was, a 40-year-old man.
Would you ever tell him, hey, that's inappropriate, or can you stop doing that?
I was just, awkwardly be like...
Yeah, well, mine was I would say, please don't say that to me, and then it would just always happen. And I was okay, well, it's gotten to this point where it's uncomfortable.
Did he get fired?
No.
But did he get reprimanded at all?
I don't know.
See, really I don't happened. Feel like anything ever happens.
He got a firm talking to, finger, wave.
I always wanted to do it in a way that he would know I wouldn't say something, but you know what I mean? I don't understand.
It's disgusting. It's horrible. Like women in a workplace, please just be respectful.
Yeah, it's not we're all covered up where we work. We weren't showing anything. I don't understand it at all. Over this past week, Sierra got remarried.
I saw that.
Yeah.
To Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And Future was not okay with it.
Because that's her baby daddy, right?
Yeah, and I think they were married prior to this.
But he didn't, did she divorce him?
I think so. Okay. I think he was making death threats.
To Sierra or to her husband?
To the new hubby.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
man. Not cool, Future.
Misha Barton, this past week, like, past weekend was 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. She posted a picture in a bikini, and she, like, it was on Instagram. She posted a picture in her bikini, okay? That's just a picture of her in a bikini. And then she, in the subject, she's talking about the Alton Sterling shooting.
What?
Yeah. So everyone is like, what the hell, and like giving her a bunch of backlash for
it. Yeah, because that's crazy.
I think that's really weird.
That's so disrespectful.
I thought so too. I was like, God, like at least just post a picture of like, I don't know. There's so many other things you could have posted.
Or you could have posted the bikini picture. Or at least give it like a day. If you needed something to say about the shooting, you should have like posted something else. Or went on Twitter and posted about it, because Twitter is nothing usually but words. Mm-hmm. Instagram, you have to upload a picture.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make...
That makes no sense.
So disrespectful.
Also, this just reminded me, Kaylee Cuoco, she's from the Big Bang Theory, mm-hmm. and she posted over the 4th of July weekend, she had her dogs, like, in a picture, and beneath them, they were sitting on flags, and she got backlash for that.
Yeah, because that was stupid.
I don't think she was thinking. She did post an apology.
It's kind of like that, what's that one girl's name? Julianne Hough.
Oh, what'd she do?
Remember a couple years back, she was, she dressed up for Halloween as the girl from Orange is the New Black, and she painted her face black.
Oh, she did?
Yep, so she did blackface without
knowing. That's not smart. Oh my God.
Like celebrities, come on. Before you actually do something, let's take a moment and think.
Yeah.
You're a public figure.
Mm-hmm. Like if we posted something like that, we're going to get backlash from our family. But if you post something like that, you're going to get backlash.
I would never do blackface.
Oh, I mean, yeah. No. Like we're not stupid. Anyway.
Talk about disrespectful. Good God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got two more things. So, this week, a bunch of YouTubers, YouTube accounts are getting hacked through their phones, I guess. So, such people as WatchMojo, Superwoman, Boogie2988, and H3H3 are getting hacked by people. And they're all, like, different mobile carriers. So, there's, like, T-Mobile, Verizon. So, they are not too happy about
that. No, because that's their livelihood.
Yeah. But I remember we watched Julian Solomita. Vlogs, and he got hacked, and then someone's like, oh, they like got in, and then they just gave it back to him. Like, people just want to be able to do it.
They just want the power.
I feel like being a hacker, if you actually put enough effort into like learning everything, would probably be really easy.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we should do it.
It's way too hard.
We're not smart enough.
It's way too hard. I try to sit there and learn, like, try to teach myself code. Can't do
it. Oh, I forgot. We both had that coding class.
Well, I actually, like, in the past couple months, I've tried to, like, reteach myself, but I just can't do
it. It's tough.
It's so hard.
Because one little thing in there can mess up everything.
Yeah, and then you gotta go through and try to figure it out. It's just way too much.
Last thing, Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. It was released. A phenomenon.
If you guys don't know what Pokemon Go is, it's an app.
You're living under a rock.
You're living under a big rock. Where you can, like, go catch Pokemon in real life. So, like,
did you pronounce it Pokemon?
Yeah, Pokemon.
I think I've always pronounced it Pokemon.
Maybe it is Pokemon. I keep saying it wrong.
Pokemon and Pokemon.
Because I keep saying Pokestops, and Josh is like, it's a Pokestop.
Yeah, because isn't there, like, an accent over the E?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say it right.
Like, so wouldn't it be
Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
Pokemon.
Now, Pokemon.
There's no A in there.
I'm almost a level 5, which means I can go to the gym.
I haven't downloaded it.
Yeah. But Megan wants to. You said you did.
I do, but it's just, I feel like it's just going to destroy my life.
That, and beware, it takes up a lot of your data.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's
saying. And I've heard a lot of things going on with people doing things they're not supposed to be doing, like Pokemon and driving. And
lots of accidents have already happened because people, like, I read something that I think Pikachu's a rare one to get, and someone found one in the middle of the road and, like, stopped and caused this huge accident because they were trying to catch
a
Pikachu.
Are you freaking kidding me? That's crazy.
That's a little intense.
That's a little much.
That's what's going on in the world of this week.
On other news, welcome to our conspiracy theory debunk episode.
Ooh, yeah. I know you've all been waiting for this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty hard to find ones that have been debunked.
Yeah, well, next week we're going to be doing ones that are conspiracy theories that were actually true, and there's a lot more of those.
Oh, yeah, because it's just the way it is, right?
It's freaky when you actually look at some of those.
I have not.
And you don't realize that the conspiracy theory was actually true.
Because then you're like, oh, God.
You're like, what?
I like debunked better. It makes me feel safer.
All right, well, you can go first. You always go first.
So, this conspiracy theory, I'm going to read off the conspiracy theory and then I'm going to tell why it's debunked.
Okay.
All right. So this conspiracy theory is Pearl Harbor. Basically, when Japan attacked America in 1941, people believed President Roosevelt at the time knew about the attack and let it happen so we could go to war with Germany, because Japan, who attacked us, and Germany have a pact. So with war, if one goes to war, the other one has to go to war with them. But that's a conspiracy theory, that everyone thinks that Roosevelt wanted to go to war with Germany so bad that he let Japan attack us and kill thousands of people just because he wanted to go to war, because that's the time Hitler was around.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this was debunked because the pact was only a defensive attack, so it was only going to be if the U.S. attacked Germany or Japan, then they would attack us.
Okay.
So that's why it's debunked. But basically, so it would only work if the U.S. attacked Japan. Germany did declare war after Pearl Harbor, but it had nothing to do with Japan on us.
That's what they want you to think.
Well, it's debunked because it's defensive. That's what they say. So that, I found that one kind of interesting, because Pearl Harbor, if that is true, that means a lot of other government things happen because of, like, you know, we always think, like, oh, Obama, like, 9/11 probably happened, and Bush let it happen because he wanted to go to war. Everyone always says that stuff.
Yeah. Just imagine if some, like, certain things, just imagine if certain things didn't happen, how different the world would be today.
Mm-hmm, like,
if 9/11 didn't happen.
Yeah, like, airport security. It would eventually have happened, I think, but it would be a lot different. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe so. Okay, what you got for us?
I have the moon landing.
It's like going on to my class. What you got? The moon landing.
Pearl Harbor.
Wow, you guys are so smart.
Some people believe that we didn't actually land on the moon at the time that we say that we landed on the moon, or that we didn't land at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought we did. I never even knew about this.
Really? The moon landing? You never heard of the conspiracy theory about it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so they say that the pictures that they had taken and the video that was taken that multiple people saw broadcast
was
fake.
Mm-hmm.
Because here are some of the reasons why.
Okay.
The flag within the video moves.
Mm-hmm.
There's no possible way that the flag supposedly can move because there's no wind on the moon.
Okay.
Another one is the shadows of the people there are weird because of the way that the sun is directed. The shadows look a lot different, where they're speculating that it's probably camera, like, crew lighting.
Oh, okay.
The other one, there was no stars visible when the video was taken in the background. It's just black.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is that there was no impression from the ship, like the little top part that detaches from the actual rocket ship, there's no impression on the ground. So, I have some things that debunk these theories.
Bring it on.
There was multiple, but these are the top ones that I found that actually had a good description. So, the flag is held up by a horizontal bar and simply moves because the position that the astronaut holds it, for some reason, it's like super light and flexible, the titanium and stuff that's in it. And so it creates a vibration.
So it's him holding it.
Yeah, so which makes it look like there's a wind motion.
But were there any, was it moving when no one was holding it?
I don't know that. That's just what I
know. Okay.
I don't think I've actually watched the video.
Me neither.
But one of the biggest things that they had that, there were so many people involved in this NASA, landing, because it was like the first big landing, that they would have to have so many people involved in this.
Yeah, it would, and people would have to keep it so secret. It'd be like a Taylor Swift.
They said like 400,000 people were involved in the landing, and that attests for it.
Okay, so then those people would have to be keeping a major secret to make this happen.
So the other one was the landing took place on a lunar morning, so that's why you couldn't see the stars in the background. And that then the photography behind it, it made it so that it didn't look like there was any stars.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like any of us, we've never been to the moon, we know.
No, and then the layer of lunar dust is fairly thin, so the landing, it sits pretty much on solid rock. That's why there wasn't any impression.
Well, you think about it, too. I don't know if a spaceship landed here, would there be a big impression on it?
I don't know. I've never really seen one. No. I've never even watched, like, a rocket go up into space, unless it's, like, on Discovery Channel or something. They don't, like, advertise that, like, for you to watch it.
Only the ones that are, like, that... What's that one that blew up, right, like, after it launched?
Here recently?
Yeah.
I don't know, but no one really watched that one either. We just watched it on the news after it happened. Remember?
That was like in elementary school, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Did you really remember it, or was it a Mandela effect?
Did it actually even happen? What if we looked it up now? And it was like, they'd be like, oh my god.
It wasn't even real.
Okay, my next one.
Okay.
Is global warming is a hoax for politicians to gain votes.
I did see that one.
So basically, this is debunked because there are numerous scientific studies that have confirmed that the Earth is warming and that the rate it's warming is increasing. The average temperatures have climbed 1.4 degrees since 1880, and much of it has been in the last decade.
They also did some scientific research that a lot of the people that think that global warming isn't real, it's like 77% of them are Democrats. Isn't that weird?
No, it's the opposite.
I read it was 77% that it was Democrats.
That believe it's a hoax?
Yeah.
Oh, this one says it says more Republicans believe it and Democrats are opposite. They like are like, it's real. Mm-hmm. But who knows? This is the internet. I just have it right here. Most believe the hoax are Republicans. So I guess that's whoever you look at. Who knows? Effects of global warming can be seen with the Arctic sea ice is thawing at historic rates, and flowers are blooming earlier. That's a sign of global warming, and also migration patterns of animals are changing.
And it's hot as hell here.
And it's hot as fuck. So
we didn't even have a winter this year.
No, we had one day of like snow.
Yeah, but that's not uncommon.
It was like an inch.
But that's not uncommon. It just wasn't cold.
Mm-mm, not at all. And that's a big thing, like, if that continues to be the way it is, we're not gonna have a life.
Well, they said something when that polar vortex thing happened, that, the year that it happened, the way that the Earth was positioning itself, it was finding a new Antarctica or something.
This is the saddest thing to watch. Have you seen that thing on, like, National Geographic with the polar bears?
Yeah.
That's, like, the saddest, because they're trying to, like, they, like, stand those ice blocks so they can, and then they melt because of global warming, and then they can't get to land enough time, so they drown.
Yeah. I saw that happen at the San Diego Zoo.
You did?
Yeah, when I was a kid. They had these polar bears, which, logically, you would think that the polar bears would be inside an air-conditioned building.
Mm-hmm.
They were outside in San Antonio.
Texas?
Yeah. It's like 100-something degrees outside. He was out there sweating.
Yeah, and he died?
No, he didn't die. He was just out there. He had the smallest cage I've ever seen.
Like every animal in the zoo, I feel
but
like.
But that one was like worse, and it was on rock. So not only was he outside and it was hot, he was on hot rock.
And he's going to be out there for the rest of his life.
He's probably dead by now. I saw him when I was 5.
How long do polar bears live?
I don't know, but I know in captivity, animals don't live that long.
It's because they shouldn't be in captivity.
That's right. That's a whole other episode. Okay,
sorry. We always talk about that. Anyway. What you got?
I have the fluoride is a mind control drug. We both have that.
So I can add to some things, if I can find it. Yep.
Only a couple countries actually use fluoride in their water, which is the U.S., Great Britain, Canada, and Australia, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, it was in the fact I did not find.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And there was something... A lot of people believe that the government put it in there to mind control mm-hmm. us. And that this is a new theory because it originated from the Cold War era when a lot of things were going on, like communism.
Lots of things.
And then they also think that the water fluoride stuff was like an original idea from the Nazis.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And that it was given to Jews in the concentration camps to make them delusional.
Ooh, I never heard that.
But this was debunked simply because the U.S. did a lot of research in it, and then there was a lot of people that did research within the Holocaust, mm-hmm. and they said they never heard of a fluoride ever being used for mind control whatsoever.
Yeah, no, and that's, like, found way more information than I did. I mean, it sounded way more cool. I have another thing that says also a survey from of more than 23,000 skeletons from the medieval archaeologist sites in Britain showed people who live near the coast who would eat a lot of fish that had fluoride in it mm-hmm. had a lot fewer cavities.
Yeah, that's originally what it was used for. They put it in our water so that way it would help tooth decay.
Mm-hmm. And people just think... People always think the government's out to get us.
Because they are.
But fluoride is not one of those. At least if they're lying about every result possible.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize we had fluoride in our water.
Yeah, we definitely learned that in like fifth grade.
What about well water, though? How does that work?
I think well water is a lot different because you regulate it, right?
I think so. I don't know how it works. My parents have well water, and Lauren always like, it smells like eggs. It's like rotten eggs.
Yeah, if you don't put the salt in there.
So I guess we don't have the salt. Because she was like, ugh. But the one in our fridge is not well water, I don't think. Because it doesn't smell like that.
It should have to. Yeah, it's filtered through your fridge. But if you have well water, you don't run off. You have city water, you have well water. You have to put salt in it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Then maybe we do.
It's like a salt filter.
Then maybe it just smell just seeps through no matter what.
Maybe you just have old pipes. I don't know.
I taste good.
I hate well water. It's
really? I love it. I think it depends if you grow up with it, though. It's one of those acquired tastes.
I guess.
I love well water, but I don't like beer. Who am I?
Who are you? Do you want to pause the video and we can move on?
Sure.
We'll be right back. All right, all right.
And we're back.
All right, it's your turn, I guess.
All right, let me get my ears in. Hold on. Okay. Okay, my next one is a theory that childhood vaccines lead to autism.
I've heard this before.
I think even mom was like a believer in
even
this one.
When you did, what's that? Gardasil vaccine.
Yeah, everyone was like, it's worse for you.
I never did it.
I did it. And
you're gonna die.
And I'm gonna die. I don't think I finished it, though. It was a series of three shots, right?
Yeah, they kept... Every time I go to the gynecologist, they're like, you wanna take the blah blah? I'm like, no, I've never heard of anyone ever having that.
Me neither, but... I swear to God, I did not get the third shot. But I remember I got the first shot, and that thing hurt. Like, I almost passed out, and I'm never...
Where did they put it?
In your arm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, like, the worst. She was like, it's gonna sting a little bit. And she, like, pushed it, and I was
and
like...
And then she punched me in the face.
And then I woke up and I was like, damn, that kind of hurt. But the second one was like nothing.
I spit out a couple of teeth and I was, damn.
This was worse than getting my wisdom teeth out.
Save me a trip to the dentist.
My mom's like, you've been back there for a couple hours.
You're missing a tooth.
Oh my God. But yeah, I got that when I was like 15 or something. I don't know. But anyway, so this has been debunked. I'm going to say it like how they say it in TV.
Debunked.
This has been debunked. Government studies have been done and proved there is no connection between the number of vaccines a child receives and him or her developing autism. A study posted in the Journal of Pediatrics also found even with kids getting more vaccines these days, the vaccines contain fewer substances that provoke the immune system. So it's actually healthier.
Aren't we proven that the more vaccines we keep making, the longer people are living?
Yeah, I think so, because think about back in the day when you got pregnant, you were as like a death sentence. Like, you're gonna have the baby.
Yeah, and
you
were also like 15 because you're like, all right, well, you gotta start popping them out soon. You don't have that much longer to live.
And they like sold you off. They're like, here you go.
Yeah. You're gonna make a nice teen bride.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's the movie we just watched? The Witch. Shut.
No, I'm just kidding.
Enough.
The witch, they say, they're like, we're going to send you in there, or send you back so you can, like, be someone's wife or caretaker or
yeah.
whatever.
Disgusting.
No, thank you.
Not for me.
I would rather choose my partner. Also, what's with the shows like TLC where it's like where they first meet and that's the time they're getting married?
That's 90 Day Engagement? Is that one?
What? Yeah, what? I've never watched that. Do they just find them online or
yeah,
something?
And
they're like,
of...
they just want to get married?
Yep. It's like they met each other online and then it's like the 90 days starts when they first meet each other and they live together. Ugh. And then they have like the 90 days so that way their significant other can get a visa and stay in the States.
I don't like that. I saw something on Entertainment Tonight about how like there was a couple on there, the lady like hated the guy and they still got married and now, or they didn't get married or something, but they like stayed together and now they just got married and had a baby. And they're really happy. That's for the cameras. No fucking way.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like, she was bawling.
It's not, no she way. Seemed like she hated it. All right, mine is, the government is coming up with proof that cell phones cause cancer.
What?
Well, what doesn't cause cancer, to be honest?
To be honest.
This one, I'm not sure if we can debunk it. They tried to debunk
true.
It, but they made a very valid point in the beginning of the article.
Okay.
Well, cancer is a $35 million industry. Did you know that? Isn't that crazy?
What?
And I am a firm believer that they already have the cure for cancer out there.
Oh, I know. You've told me this before.
Because, okay, so the Susan whatever, the breast cancer lady.
Yeah.
She's doing great things probably, but all that money does not go to the Cancer Foundation. A big chunk of it goes to that company.
Yeah, to keep it running. Because they have the employees.
Oh, and that lady.
And her.
Yeah.
She's probably living in a mansion.
Oh, yeah. And there's still people out here dying. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but do you really think a $35 million industry, they're just going to make it go away?
That's true. Anything like that makes money.
Like the cosmetic industry. That's such a big industry. That's why they're always like, whenever there's stuff in the media about them like belittling women and how they look and stuff like that. Even the fitness industry, they make so much money.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to stop that.
And I think with cancer too, it's like one of those times where you're like, I'll pay anything to keep that person alive.
Yeah, and it's so much money. Mm-hmm. If you don't know anything about me, my mother died from cancer when I was 11, and my father was still paying off bills years after she passed away.
Yeah.
Years. Like, we were still getting bills in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, and he even had insurance.
It's insane. Like, if you're poor, like, you have not
you're
a good
dying.
Chance. It's sad to say.
And you gotta think, like, all the stuff they're putting into your body, and if you watch somebody who actually goes through it, it's a messed up situation, and there has to be, if... There has to be a better way to put them through whatever they're going through.
Yeah. Even the thought, like, I might have told this before, but when I got that, I got, like, a cyst on my neck, but they thought it was cancer at first. Mm-hmm.
And they jump right to it.
And I was just, like, I would think I was 17, and I was like, well, my life's going to be over if I get cancer. And it was the summer before I went to college, and they're like, it's kind of expensive, but we're going to have to run all these tests and everything. And my mom's like, I'll pay
it's
anything.
It's like braces.
Yeah.
It's like when they see it at the dentist, and they're like, oh, well, you have one crooked tooth. We're gonna need a whole set of braces in that mug. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I know. I told my mom, I was like, are you sure you want to do this? She's like, I'll pay anything. I don't care. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think I'm worth that much.
Not $35 million.
No.
But one of the things they did to debunk this, it usually takes many years to actually prove if something it causes cancer. Like tobacco took years for them to prove that it caused lung cancer. So at this point, they don't have any detection that it causes cancer. There's no proof. They don't have any research behind it. Especially since cell phones, they're based on, like, our history throughout, you know.
Not that long of a time.
Yeah, of technology in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long have we had cell phones? Probably 20 years?
Probably.
Not even, though. Like, if you think about it, like, we have had cell phones for a while.
Like,
but they... Yeah, they were bricks.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Walking around with bricks. Where now it's like the flip phone and like everyone having a phone really didn't happen until like the beginning 2000s.
Yeah, that's so true.
But yeah, that's pretty much the only thing they really had to debunk the situation overall.
Is that we don't have any scientific?
We don't have any scientific research. There's nothing that, no cases that correlate to cell phones. Mm-hmm. They say that they have, like, made cases where they have watched it, but there's nothing coming out of research saying that it's happening.
God. I feel like there's so many things, like, I think we were just saying this, but nowadays, that just, that, like, can produce cancer. Like,
yeah.
That you don't even think, like, I remember my boss was saying that he got cancer, and he was saying that it was due to drinking a lot of, out of a lot of warm plastic bottles that have been sitting in the sun. Well, I don't know if that's true, but that's what he said.
I think the cancer got to his brain.
But he was like, at least one good thing came out of it. I got skinny. And I was like,
Well, great. And bald.
And bald.
Yeah, sweet.
Okay, I got one.
I can make those jokes.
We can do them. Because we're funny. Okay.
My dog.
The theory.
Look at her.
She's straight chilling.
She's just back there pretty much sunbathing in the camera light.
I'm dead.
She's like, I'm listening to all the debunks.
This is really interesting.
Yeah, she said, debunk this. Dogs can actually talk.
True. So my next one, Bigfoot is real, is the theory. Debunked.
What?
Despite the many attempts to prove Bigfoot is real, there have been absolutely no scientific evidence to prove that he is real. For example, in 2008, two men in Georgia claimed to have found a 7-foot, 500-pound Bigfoot corpse. The body was
Where is the body?
The body was later revealed as a rubber ape costume.
Oh, my God.
So, and there's a bunch of other stuff, but that's pretty much all I needed to read for you guys. So, basically, Bigfoot remains a myth. But I hate all those fucking Bigfoot shows that, like, are like, we found him. And then it's always like, oh, it was something else, or he ran off. And they make a whole damn season out of it. Seasons, actually. I would love to know, like, a ghost stuff, if like, conspiracy ghost stuff.
Well, my thing is, that whole finding Bigfoot thing on, what network is on? Animal Planet, first. Mine isn't on Animal Planet.
We have dogs on there. We
but
got Bigfoot.
They never find Bigfoot.
Never.
So, never. Like, what do you watch every episode?
I don't know. I swear to God, they just lead you on. I feel like it can only get more boring. Like, by the third episode, we still haven't found Bigfoot.
Well, at least on, like, Ghost Adventures or Ghost Hunters or whatever it is, at least they show, like, not saying that it's real, but, like, if they have those little devices, they're, like, talking to them or, mm-hmm. like, things move.
Yeah.
Bigfoot, they're just walking around the damn forest the whole time.
I feel like
Bigfoot's not talking to them.
isn't there, I think someone said they caught him on film, but it could be anything. It could be a guy dressed in that big old
gate. They had pictures that they have surfaced forever.
Yeah.
That no one knows. It's just a giant black blob.
Mm-hmm. I would love it if he was real. I just think that'd be really cool. But yeah.
That would suck for him, though.
Yeah.
You ever seen, what's that one movie? Harry and the, some kind of family. It's the guy from, Christmas Vacation.
Oh, what's
Steve
name?
Martin?
Oh,
Steve
is that
Martin?
A different one?
What the hell?
I'm thinking of another movie.
Christmas Vacation.
I've never seen it. I don't think.
Oh my God, we're gonna have to take a moment after the podcast.
Can we pause this real quick?
We'll come back. It's Harry and the Heckles, I think it is.
Oh. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
It's like they find a big, they go camping and they find a Bigfoot and he comes home with them and he like starts destroying the house and stuff and the neighbors find out. And then at the end of the movie you find out that all the Bigfoots live in the forest.
What?
Yep. So and then they just all let them go on their merry way. And they're like, bye, Harry.
What do you think? Okay, Bigfoot, to be formed, would have to mate with, like, a ape and a man, right?
Unless it has lived forever.
So it just never dies.
Yeah. Immortal.
Oh.
Or there's multiple ones out there. Or they've speculated. I have watched a couple Bigfoot episodes. Not Finding Bigfoot, because that show's garbage. Yeah. But, like, they say that it could be like when all the continents were once one. What is it called again? It starts with a P.
Oh.
You know what we're talking about.
Panera bread?
The place with the broccoli jam.
It started with a P.
But that somehow apes had migrated too far up, and then they just kind of stayed up here, and only a couple of them lived.
I bet you they're living in Canada. There's nothing up
there. The Bigfoots up there are just freaking living in Canada. Justin Bieber knows. So is Alanis Morissette. That's where she goes on her hiatus. Just hanging out with Bigfoot.
Damn.
The Illuminati confirmed.
Okay, I have one more if you want to hear it.
All right, I guess.
Do you have any more? I forgot.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's all you.
Let's get to it.
Oh, we took a big old swig of water. We gotta hurry up, though. I'm about to pee my pants.
I was gonna say, why are you moving around so much?
Okay, I have to pee.
So, a bunch of people, voters, believe aliens do exist. That's the conspiracy theory. Basically, it hasn't always been the case, but many astronomers today are open to the idea of life existing elsewhere in the universe. Even the
Not
possibility.
Just politics, me too.
The possibility of intelligent alien life. Thanks in large part to the relativity recent discoveries of 100 or so called exoplanets, worlds beyond our solar system. Basically, there's life out there. We just haven't found it yet. So there aliens are true.
Yeah.
That's the conspiracy theory to
I'm
gonna cut it short because Megan's got to pee, but you guys can read up on NationalGeographic.com.
And you know it's true if it's National Geographic. Mm-hmm. They have the best pictures.
They do.
I hope one day they'll, you know, surface some of those alien pictures so we all can see. I know they got them. I know they got them.
They got them.
Oh, I was talking to somebody about this actually a couple nights ago. Area 51, do you think it's real, or do you think it's just a distraction for where the aliens really are?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So Area 51 is just an empty space.
Maybe at one point it was something, and then people started saying things, so now they're like, oh yeah, just let them ride it out. Let's put those little convenience stores out there with aliens. Like, the government started those, and then everyone else like, you know what, good idea, good business plan. So everyone started doing that, and they're like, oh yeah, we moved the aliens in Canada.
That's true.
With Bigfoot.
And in Canada. We got an agreement with Canada that they give us all the celebrities.
And maple syrup.
And then they keep our Bigfoot and our aliens.
Stupid Canadians. They jumped right on that. We don't think Canadians are stupid. Please don't think that.
Yeah, no. If you're Canadian, listen to
we
that.
Love everybody.
Let us know if you see a Bigfoot. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let us know. Send us your pics.
Well, Megan's got a piece, so we gotta cut this short.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But hey, it's longer. It's like 40 minutes
yeah.
this week.
If you enjoyed this, we can do a part two. It might be a little hard, but we can do it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of things debunked because everything is real.
But
Illuminati confirmed.
Confirmed. But follow us on all the social medias.
Our email. Everything will always be listed.
Yes.
In the description. And next week, tune in for Conspiracy Theories Proven.
Ooh.
What? Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Lady, shut up.
Bye.